Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
All right, let's get this out of the way right now. Hot enough for you?
Hot town, summer in the city.
Well, if it's not, it will be. Hot and humid day on the way, city offering cooling centers and late pool hours. Just trying to get through it.
It's getting hot out here.
I feel like I'm in an oven, literally.
And Stephanie Cortez from East Elmhurst says the summer is long from over.
Definitely the middle of just July. We still have August. So hopefully by August we're all doing a little bit better.
The city's Emergency Management Commissioner, Zach Iskel, warns to take this heat seriously.
Heat is one of the most dangerous weather events we have in the city. About 350 plus New Yorkers die each year prematurely from heat or heat-related illnesses.
He suggests to stay in an air-conditioned space, either at home, in a museum or library, or at a cooling center, drink a lot of water, and know the symptoms of heat stress. Darius Radzi has 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Flushing Meadows, Queens.
Now, to find the nearest cooling center, call 311 or visit the Cooling Center Finder. And stay with 1010 Winds for the latest AccuWeather and all the info you need. We'll get you through. It has happened again. Another person is drowned in the waters off the city, this time a man apparently trying to cool off in the Harlem River. Fire officials said they got the call from a man drowning up in Inwood, about a man drawing up in Inwood just after 3 p.m. They pulled the 28-year-old out of the water near 218th Street and Indian Road. Witness Lynn Monegro told News Nation.
When I came in, they were doing a lot of CPR. Like, they just kept on going. So I'm like, yeah, something is definitely wrong.
The man was pronounced dead at the hospital, his name not yet released. This drowning is the fifth in the city in 2 weeks, more than the four in all of last year. Comes just after two teenage sisters drowned off Coney Island. 18-year-old Aisha and 17-year-old Zainab Mohammed swept away in the waters off the boardwalk Friday night. Fire crews pulled them out, but they died at the hospital. Days before that tragedy, a 16 and 17-year-old boy went missing in the waters off Jacob Riis Park in Queens. The bodies were found days later. The city medical examiner has ruled both drowned. All of those teens were in the water after lifeguards were off duty. Some city leaders are calling for extended hours. Well, if you're going somewhere today, you will have a lot of company. While millions of people are wrapping up their July 4th holiday week, it's expected to be the busiest travel day of the summer.
We'll start at the airports, where TSA is expecting to screen more than 3 million travelers. Airlines are ready. American is expecting the busiest day of the entire summer, with more than 6,500 flights taking off. Delta and United preparing for the travel rush as well. But nowhere will it be busier with than on the roads. More than 60 million people driving to their destinations this 4th. That's 2.8 million more people on the roads than last year.
Correspondent Phil Lipoff. And of course, if you're one of those 60 million folks in a car, keep it locked to 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. We'll get you there. This is probably all you know about a famous New York law firm.
Savino and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-8888.
Don't wait. Call 8.
But now the personal injury firm is the subject of an off-Broadway play. The dark comedy Celino v. Barnes covers the history of Ross Celino Jr. and Stephen Barnes, looking at the law firm behind the famous jingle and their split in the 2010s. The play synopsis describes it as following a couple of bros with big dreams and loose morals trying to make it in the cutthroat world of ambulance chasing. It premieres July 23rd at Asylum NYC and runs through October 13th. And it's not a musical, so no, there probably will not be a big dance number to the jingle.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.